Proclamation number 6073 of 8th of October, 1954. Living Proclaimers of the Gospel. A living proclaimer of my word will also be successful in his vineyard work, for he works with the strength of my spirit. Thus he is a servant who is equipped by me with everything he needs for his work. He can distribute abundantly because he receives abundantly. And he can pass on the gospel, Christ's teaching of love, as I myself preached it on earth. For I speak to people through my servant again, and such words are truly powerful and will speak to the hearts of the listeners and not just fall flat onto their ears. But only someone who is always so united with me that he feels the life-giving strength of my word can be a living proclaimer of my word, which now impels him to communicate to his brothers on earth. Only a person who lives in love can be a living proclaimer of my word, otherwise he is not united with me and can hear my voice. In order to be a living proclaimer of my word, he must be permeated by love for me and for his neighbor. He must want to be active for me and his neighbor. For this will is the entering into my will, the submission to mine and the basic condition of the union with me. Then he has given up all resistance, then he is already returned to me, then he has passed his test of will on earth, and then he belongs to my own who hear me myself within themselves and who now have life within themselves. And now they feel inwardly driven to likewise awaken the dead to life and to impart the strength of my word to it, which alone can give them life. Then the words will no longer touch deaf ears because it is presented alive and because every willing listener feels life and wants to participate in it, and often even unwilling listeners feel the strength of my word and give up their resistance. The dead word of a dead preacher cannot awaken to life, for it does not touch the heart but only the ear, which lets such words fall flat. The Spirit first has to bring the word to life. And therefore I myself must be able to work through my Spirit in every person who wants to successfully proclaim my gospel. But this person will also be a true laborer in my vineyard, and his work will always be blessed. Amen.